Has he gotten over the fact that he abandoned his home to rescue a sinner like you? Somebody ought to praise him a little bit tonight.
Amen. Amen.
Take the Bible and go to Psalms chapter number 29. Psalms chapter number 29, right back where we were on Sunday night. I started this message and got a little bit sidetracked and never did really get to the need of the message, but we were talking about worship on Sunday night. God's house is to be a house of worship. In Psalms chapter number 29, if you dare say amen.
Amen.
Look with me carefully at verse number 2. The Bible says, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Say the next word with me.
Worship
the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. I said Sunday night, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time recapping, but I said Sunday night that I don't think that is a suggestion. I think worship is demanded by God. Amen. Somebody said, what are we going to do in heaven? I believe that's what we'll do. We'll worship God for who he is throughout eternity. Amen. I'm looking forward to that myself, aren't you? Now listen, we come to Sunday school, but have we worshiped? We come to church, but have we worshiped? We come to prayer meeting, but have we worshiped? Now remember Sunday night, I told you that worship and praise is two different things. They go together and they can be done together. But praise goes this way. That's me bragging on God to you, telling you how good God is and telling you what a blessing God's been to me and just sharing him with other people. That's praise. So praise goes that way, but worship goes that way. Worship is when we tell God how good he is. We tell God how wonderful he is. We talk about what worship is not. This praise and worship stuff. A rock concert. That's not worship. Amen. That's getting pumped up in the flesh is what that is. Amen. Amen. I didn't say that. There's some of that stuff that's very, very entertaining. Amen. Some churches got better musicians than some rock bands do. That's the truth. They got some talented people that can play. They got some talented people that can sing. But talent is not the thing necessary for worship. It's not what comes out of here. It's what comes out of here when we worship. I love our congregational singing, but I hate it when it's bad. I hate it when you come in and you half-heartedly. Brother Charles will say, get your book. And if you know the song by heart, that's all right. But you don't get a book, you don't turn, and you just sit there and kind of mouth the words and kind of mumble. That's not worship.
Amen.
Amen. I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. But anyway, Psalms 92 said, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. We talked about what worship is Sunday night. Worship carries the meaning of bowing down, submitting to.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we ought to bow before God. Amen. I mean, I know you can pray driving down the road. I do. I don't bow my head and close my eyes, but I can pray going down the road. We can be in a spirit of prayer at all times. But there ought to be a time when we literally bow. You follow me? When we literally bow in his presence and worship him. To bow means you are submitting to the authority of the one you are bowing to. Amen. I remember a couple of years ago, maybe a year or so ago now, when President Obama bowed before that Palestinian king or whatever you call it. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
And you know what he was doing?
Yeah.
He was submitting to his authority.
Yeah.
Amen. There's only one we're going to bow to, and his name is Jesus Christ. Amen. His name is Jehovah God, Lord God Almighty, Creator. We can go through all the names that the Bible gives for the Lord, but that's the one we'll bow to. And by the way, that's the only one that the Scripture said every knee shall bow. And every tongue confess that he is Lord. Amen. Amen. So what is worship? It is a submitting to authority. It's a bowing down. It conveys the idea of showing obeisance or doing obeisance, reverence to God. When we worship, it carries an attitude of awe, reverence, and respect. It has actions. It's bowing, it's praising, it's uplifting. You start bragging on God, he will show up. When's the last time? I'm going to spend more time here than I wanted to, but I'm rehashing some of this stuff. But when's the last time you stood in awe of God? My mother came to church Sunday night, and she stopped me here in fellowship. She said, "Did you, by any chance, see the sunset on the way to church?" She said, I had to stop and pull over. It was so beautiful. Wasn't that you told me that? You know what that was? That's awe. That's awe. When we stand and see what God has done and what God has the ability to do every now and then, it ought to just blow our minds and us say, "Wow, Father, that is amazing."
Yes, sir.
Amen. I remember when we were building my house, Brother Freddie and I, we stood in the, we were building the, what you call it, the house sets, foundation. We were laying the block for the foundation, and it came a lightning and thunderstorm like I've never seen in this part of the country. I mean, it was on. And like two idiots, instead of getting in the cover somewhere, we stood out there at the edge of the power lines with tears running down our face, worshiping God. I believe that's the only reason we didn't get struck. Amen. It was just like an electric light show in the sky. I looked at him, he looked at me, man, we both teared up, and we just stood there and worshiped God. Amen. Every now and then we ought to be in awe. I said Sunday night that everybody worships something or someone. Everybody worships something or someone. Amen. We were created to worship. Revelation, we sing it all the time. Revelation chapter 4 and verse number 11. We were created to worship God. So there is a need for us to uplift something higher than ourselves. It's part of our nature. God made us that way, but He made us that way to worship Him. But I'm afraid His feelings are very hurt. He said He's a jealous God. Brother Fisher told us that's a good kind of jealous. It's not the bad kind of jealous, but He's a jealous God. And I wonder how He feels when we worship other things. Like our hobbies.
Right.
Our automobiles. Our boats. Our deer stands. Our campers. Our all that stuff. And there's nothing wrong with all that stuff. If you've got a boat or a camper that's in your way, I'll come get it. Amen. Seriously, but we let stuff get in our way, and we allow things to become bigger than God in our life. And in essence, what we're doing, we are worshiping that thing. I don't know many of the popular groups today, but I remember when I was a kid watching Elvis on television. Y'all remember that, Brother Charles? And Elvis, when Elvis would come into the presence of them little teeny bopper girls, they would literally cry and weep with their hands outstretched toward him. You know what they were doing? They were worshiping Elvis Presley. He's not worthy. Justin Bieber, same way. None of that crowd's worthy of our praise. Now, personally, I believe with all my heart, and people get mad right here, but I believe Elvis was saved by his own testimony, I believe. His wife said he was miserable because he was running from the call of God to go into the ministry. I believe he's in heaven, amen? But he wasn't worthy of our worship. No one man, woman, boy, or girl is worthy of our worship. Donald Trump is our new president. President Trump. That just sounds good, doesn't it? I like that. I will follow him and I will support him, but I will not worship him. I don't see how the Pope can claim to believe the Bible and have people bow and kiss his ring. You remember when John fell before the angel and began to worship? The angel said, you can't worship me. The angel wouldn't even let, if you can't worship an angel, you sure can't worship a Pope. Because he's a man, just like you and I. I'm glad the man, Christ Jesus, was a man, but he is God. Amen? Flip over to Psalms 100 and I'll show you a few things and we'll go to the house. I don't know about you, but I'm hungry and my sinuses are killing me. Psalms chapter number 100. If you look at verse number 1, we're going to go all the way down through this psalm right here. This is a good worship psalm. You know, if you'll read psalms, it'll help you to worship. Let me say it again. If you'll read psalms, it'll help you to worship. Man, you can't read the 23rd psalm and not worship a little bit. And not at least brag on him a little bit. When you read, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Hallelujah for that, man. Amen. Look at Psalms 100. Look at verse number 1. He said, make a joyful what?
Noise
unto the Lord, all ye lands. Did I preach this verse Sunday night, Miss Shelley? You remember? I think I did, so I won't stay on it long. But he said, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all ye lands. Look up here, look up here. This is not a joyful noise. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. That's not joyful. That's not joyful. I'm afraid we've sang these songs so many times that we've just given them lip service and not heart service. And it still amazes me what God has done for me. Well, Brother Kelly and them was here last week for camp meeting, and they call that song page 57 because it's page 57 in the Red Book hymnal. But they sung Amazing Grace, and Buddy did it absolutely beautiful. I couldn't help but lift my hand and worship God. Yes, I've heard it thousands and thousands and thousands of times, but it is still amazing, and it still ought to come from here. Make a joyful noise. We ought to sing as unto the Lord. So I can't sing. Well, just sing in the congregation. Don't mean you got to get in the choir. He didn't say sing unto the Lord or make a joyful noise unto the Lord if you're talented. He said, hey, woo, that's a joyful noise. I like the way Brother John does it all the time. Woo, I like that. That's a joyful noise, man. Make a joyful noise. We ought to make a joyful noise to the Lord. Why? He gets glory out of it. He gets glory out of it. He likes it when we're praising him. Amen. Listen, there should be joy in our hearts. The Bible says, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. I know you got bad days, but that shouldn't be the norm in your life. Amen. Brother, man, hey, man, brother, I'm going to shout because he's in church tonight. Amen. Thank God, man. What a blessing. Hey, we ought to make a joyful noise to the Lord. There is one thing that I don't ever want this church to be, and that's quiet. That's quiet. Somebody said, I believe you can worship God silently. Yeah. But we are commanded to make a noise. I can worship the Lord silently. I get to listen to some of the songs in my truck and tears start running down my face. And I'm worshiping. I'm worshiping. Nobody knows it but me and God. But we come in this place, we ought to worship the Lord. You know what it does? It encourages others to worship too. Amen. It encourages others to worship. We all want to worship God. And we want to come in collectively and corporately lift His name up together. Amen. I believe with all my heart, every service, I cannot remember a service in this building where I did not feel the presence of God. But I've been in a lot of services where I did not feel the presence of God. He inhabits our praise.
That's right.
Let me say it again. He inhabits our praise. The only reason you wouldn't worship God in public is because of pride. That's why the Bible said, let us offer the sacrifice of praise. What has a sacrifice of praise? What has to be sacrificed? Our pride. Amen. We've got to get a case of I don't give a rip what nobody thinks. God's been good to me. Amen. There's times to be solemn and sorrowful, to mourn over sin or a loss of a family member, but when we worship privately or publicly, there ought to be great joy. Great joy. Remember how you felt when you got saved? It ought to be like that. It ought to be, I don't care how long you've been saved, you're still saved. Amen. And it ought to be like that. Look at verse number 2. He said, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with, say, singing. Serve the Lord with gladness. Do you think serving God is a part of worship?
Yes.
Sure it is. Sure it is. I'll never forget the first Sunday I drove a church bus. And I drove the same route that I grew up riding on. I remember sitting behind that steering wheel, holding that wheel. Tears run down my face. If it had been the will of God, I'd still be driving that same bus or that same route. That's why, man, I was so happy to go pick up a little kid just like somebody came and got me. Amen. Man, we worship God through serving. Amen. It's not just all bowing down. It's not just all lifting up our hands, but we worship God through living for Him and doing for Him. Amen. Jesus said I was sick in prison and visited.
Amen.
And I was naked in the clothed.
Yes.
They said, when did we do this thing to you? He said, as you did it to others, you did it to me. So the serving God is a part of our life. Worship ought to be something that's not just reserved for Sunday.
Amen.
It ought to be a part of our life every single day.
Amen.
In some way, shape, or form.
Amen.
Now, a lot of people's got the idea you've got to do everything just like I do or you're not doing it right. I don't believe that. Everybody's not just like me, and everybody's not just like you. I don't want a church full of cookie cutter Eddie Whites running around. I don't think we last very long, amen. But seriously, some way, shape, or form, we ought to worship God every day and in every part of our life. Listen, he said, serve the Lord with gladness. Man, it tickles me to death to be able to do this. Amen. It's a privilege to serve God. God said, I got a job to do. And Brother John, he said, I want you to do it. I got some little boys and girls that need a ride. I need somebody driving on a bus. And God picked you personally to do that job. What a privilege, man. I know if we're not careful, sometimes serving God gets to be a chore. It gets to be, oh, man, I got to do this. Oh, I got to do that. No, man, we get to do this. God could say, if you're not happy serving me, I'll find somebody who is. He said, serve the Lord with gladness.
Amen.
I have fun when I preach.
Yes.
This is not, I'm trying to think of the word, laborious, is that a word, laborious? This ain't hard for me. Let me put it that way. Amen. It's a joy to be able to serve God. It's a joy to have health and breath and voice. I was afraid all day long I wasn't going to have a voice. I hadn't been able to hardly talk all day, but my head stopped up. And I'm glad God gave me a little bit of a voice tonight. But I can lift him up. Not that I can lift up Eddie White. I'm not worthy of being lifted up. But he's worthy of being lifted up. Amen. He said, serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. I don't want to rehash that, but we ought to sing. We ought to sing. We come to church. Brother Charles says, get your songbook. Get your songbook. It's a part of our worship. Hey, if there's a lost person here, guess what? We're going to start worshiping him. He's going to show up. That lost person's going to feed it, fall under conviction, and get saved.
Amen.
So we ought to sing out. Them Methodists up the street ought to be going, man, what's that noise? My favorite singing, I love to hear my children sing. I love bluegrass gospel like we had Monday and Tuesday night. I love music. But my favorite singing in all the world is congregational singing. I love it when we lift our voices as one. That's unity. We're all looking at the same thing, saying the same thing, and God's going, that incense. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Listen. We ought to worship God because of who he is. Look at verse number 3. I'll hurry through this. Verse number 3. Know ye that the Lord, he is, say it with me,
God.
He is God. I love that old song we used to sing. He's still God. He had, if Hillary won last night, he'd still be God. Amen. If America went communist, he'd still be God. Are you listening?
Yes.
If the Muslims start chopping off Christians' heads in the streets of our town, he'll still be God.
Yes.
He said, I am the Lord and I change not. He's the same God that led Moses and the children of Israel across the Red Sea. He's the same God that was in Daniel's lion's den. He's the same God that was in the fire with the three Hebrew boys. Hey, he's still God tonight. He hadn't lessened himself one little bit.
Yes.
Amen. We ought to worship him as God. Do you realize who saved you?
Yeah.
Have you ever even thought about the magnitude of who he is? Wow. He said, I'm the Lord and there's none beside. There's none equal. There's none that can hold a candle to who I am. We worship God because of who he is. The word Lord here refers to that Jehovah God, the self-existing one. The great I am in Revelation chapter number 1. He is. I am still is. Amen?
Yes, sir.
When I truly know something, I have a heartfelt conviction that I know it. Does that make sense?
Right.
When I know something, I mean I know it. Like this King James Bible being the Word of God. I've had people try to talk me out of that, but they can't. I've had people with a lot more education than I do try to tell me that there was errors in this book. But they can't do it. You know why? Because I know it. It's not just a catchphrase I use to preach because it's popular. It ain't popular like it used to be. People who went away from this Bible, I believe never believed it to begin with. It was just popular to say I'm a King James man. I have a heartfelt conviction that I know that is God's word. And I don't question it. I don't fix it. I don't say a better word could be or should be. I take God at face value and I say, Lord, that's it. Amen. Amen. We okay? When we have we really truly know something, we have a conviction that we know it. Listen, if I know that the Lord is God, I'm going to be thoroughly convinced of that in my heart and wouldn't dare worship anything else but Him.
That's right.
I love that woman back there with all my heart. I'm convinced in my heart that she loves me. So I would dare never give my affection to another.
That's right.
Well, there are two other girls who gets a good bit of it. Grandparents, amen. But I would never give my affection and my love to another woman. Why? Because I'm convinced that that's who God put in my life for me. And I'm convinced I love her and I'm convinced she loves me. Amen. So I'm dare not going to go after another. Amen.
That's the way it is.
We've got people all over the world who claim to know Christ chasing after strange gods. Chasing after strange gods. Are you listening? Do you believe people still worship idols?
Yes.
Yeah. Miss Kim K. Y'all remember Miss Kim? She's in heaven now. Yeah. When we first met her, she had idols.
Yeah.
She had little statues, little idols. After she got saved, she buried them in her yard. Amen. Made Brother Jason come over and help her. But she had she was so mixed up with what religion is and her beliefs. It's just all like people like that all over the world. How about I'll probably get in trouble, but how about Hillary the other night having Beyonce at a concert?
Yeah.
With her little personal demon, Illuminati. Are you listening? People are worshiping some crazy stuff, but there is one true God. And He is worthy of our worship. We're to worship Him because of who He is. He's God. He's God. Look what He said. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. Watch this next statement. It is He that made us and not we ourselves. It is He that made us and not we ourselves. I said we ought to worship Him because of who He is, but we ought to worship Him because of what He's done.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening? We ought to worship God because of what He's done. Hey, you wouldn't be here if God hadn't created you.
Amen.
Are you listening? He told Jeremiah, He said, I knew you before you was in your mother's womb.
Yeah.
Or I knew you when you was in your mother's womb. But one or the other, I thought when you were in your mother's womb. He said, I knew. Man, God created us. Amen. God created us. Thank God. We're not all God's creatures. We're not God's creature until you're born again. But we are God's creation. Amen. I believe that's why every little baby is formed in a mama's belly matters to God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I believe that. Let me say it again. I believe every little baby. I'm glad we got a president now who believes the same thing. Staunchly. I believe every little baby that God allows to form in a woman's belly matters to God.
Amen.
For His creation.
Yeah. Yes,
isn't it amazing that when I was just a fetus inside my mother's belly, that God already knew me? And God already had a plan for my life? And God had already made provisions? God knew about this place. God knew what I was being formed in that belly to do. I didn't know this really till I was older, but they said when I was little, I would get a cardboard box and turn it upside down, a little bitty fella, and I'd make my family sit down and I'd preach to them. When I was just a little bitty boy. Man, God put that in me. Are you listening? We're going to worship him for what he's done.
Amen.
Hey, you can be in jail tonight.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You can be down here at Jay Collins' funeral home.
That's right.
You can be down here at the ICU waiting room.
That's right.
Yes, you could.
You could.
Okay.
Man, look here. Look what God's done.
Yeah.
We ought to worship him because of what he's done. And I love the last part of that verse. Look at it with me. He said, we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Is that what it said? We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. I didn't get no response right there. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. We ought to worship God because of what he's done and because of who he is. But we ought to worship God because of who we are. If it were not for God, we'd all be on our way. I mean, down a long downhill slope straight to hell. Every one of us. But God chose to love us and sacrifice his own son for you and me. Hey, we ought to serve him and worship him because of who we are. I am a child of God. According to Romans, I can lift up my head and call him Father.
Yes, sir, you can.
We have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
Amen.
Did you know God was never referred to in the Bible as Father until Jesus came? Not that I know of. Never referred to in the Bible as Father until Jesus came. Jesus said, when you pray, pray out of Father.
That's right.
Which are in we'll worship him because of who we are. Now we're nothing, we're nobody, but we're saved nothings, and we're saved nobody. We're sinners saved by grace. Every day we ought to remind ourselves, hey, I'm still a child of God. I went to bed last night saved. I woke up this morning saved. I go to bed tonight saved. Hallelujah, right? Go right there.
Amen.
You might want to praise him and worship him because of who you are.
Amen.
I remember when I took his name in vain. Anybody besides me? I took his name in vain just about every other breath. The same mouth that cursed him. Now it's to worship.
Amen.
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 Why? We're going to worship him because of who we are. I'm not what I ought to be. And you're probably not either. But you ain't what you were.
Yes. Amen.
Are you listening? You're not what you were. And I know some pretty sorry Christians. Is it okay to say that?
Yeah.
I know some pretty sorry Christians. But if they're saved, they still ain't what they used to be.
Yeah.
If they're truly born again, they're not what they used to be.
Amen.
I was a sinner on my way to hell. Now I'm a saint on my way to heaven.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
We're to worship God because of who we are. He said we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Not everybody can worship God. Are you listening?
Yes.
Because they don't know.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
We can worship God that we're his children. The Lord is my shepherd.
That's right.
I shall not
want. Amen.
He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside still waters.
Amen.
Did you eat today?
Thank you.
I had me a big old bowl of grits this morning. I'm Southern. I like them. Amen. Salt and pepper, cheese.
Oh yeah.
Butter. You know why I gotta have that bowl of grits? Because I have a shepherd.
Amen.
I'm gonna leave here in a few minutes and I'm gonna stop my Subway. Give me an Italian B&T. You know why I'm able to do that? Because I have a shepherd.
Yeah.
He takes care of me, who leads me, guides me, and protects me. And for that, I worship him. I worship him. And we all want to worship him. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's our shepherd. The Bible said he's a good shepherd. Amen. He's a good shepherd. John said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I'll give them eternal life, and they'll never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. No man's able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. He said, now I and my Father are one. I'm glad to be the sheep of his pasture. Amen. I'm glad the Lamb of God paid the ultimate price that we might be the sheep of his pasture. Amen. Well, we ought to worship him because of who we are. We ought to worship him because of who he is. We ought to worship him because of what he's done. And listen, lastly, I'm done. We ought to worship God because of what he's like. Because of what he's like. Aren't you glad Allah ain't your God?
Yes.
Aren't you glad? God ain't never asked me to put a bomb strapped to my chest, kill innocent women and children. God's never asked me to chop somebody's head off in his name. That's sick, isn't it?
Yes.
Something's wrong.
That's right.
God's never even told me I've got to earn my way.
Amen.
To him.
Amen.
Look at verse number 5. And we're done. We ought to worship him for what he's like. Well, what's he like, preacher? Well, let's see what the Bible says. For the Lord is what?
Good.
Yeah. I'd say so. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting.
Yeah.
And his truth endureth to all generations.
Yeah. Yes,
woo!
Sir. Yes, sir.
Listen, you've got life tonight because the Lord is good.
Yeah.
If you've got health tonight, you've got it because the Lord is good.
Yeah.
If you've got food in your belly, you've got it because the Lord is good. If your family is intact, you've got it because the Lord is good. Are you listening? If you've got a job to go to tomorrow, you've got it because the Lord is good. If you've got a vehicle to get home in tonight, you've got it because the Lord is good. If you've got clothes on your back tonight, you have them because the Lord is good. If you've got a roof over your head, you've got it because the Lord is good. If you've got a pillow to put your head on tonight, you've got it because the Lord is good. Would you agree right there? That ought to make you want to worship him a little bit. Somebody said, I have you know I earned everything I've got. Oh, did you now? Where'd you get the strength to do that? Where'd you get the knowledge to do that?
Amen.
We got it because the Lord's good. Man, I was walking around a church parking lot on Sunday morning looking for somebody. I just got to looking around in our parking lot. And I thought, no wonder these people ain't tight. Now I got brand new car. I got to looking around. I thought, man, Lord, you've been good to some of these people. Ain't God good? No, it's just a car. That's probably the least of our things we'll be thankful for. But you know what I mean? But God's been good. I'm going to go home with my wife tonight.
Yeah.
Why? Because the Lord's good.
Amen. Yeah.
Because the Lord's good.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm going to spend eternity with her in heaven.
That's right.
Right.
We watched a crybaby Christmas movie today. And a man's wife had cancer and was dying. And I sat there and rubbed her back and thought, thank you, Lord.
I know.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. You're so good. He said his mercy is everlasting. Did you know God's love toward us is eternal?
Yes, it is.
God will never stop loving you. And God will never stop showing you mercy. We ought to worship him for that. How many of you have been forgiven of the same sins more than once?
Yeah.
You know what? That's mercy.
Amen.
I could probably say more than twice, more than thrice, more than four times, five times. Have you ever been so ashamed you just hated even asking? Talk to him. Goes right there. Hallelujah. He's merciful.
Amen.
Now a judge sitting on a bench in a court of law. If you're a first-time offender, he might go easy on you.
That's right.
But if he sees you over and over and over for the same thing, he's going to call the blue text.
Yes, he is.
He's going to say, if you didn't get it last time, you ain't going to get it. I'm glad I got a judge.
Yeah.
I'm glad I got an advocate, is what I got. I've got a lawyer in heaven that says, yes, he did it, but I got it covered. Yeah, I can't believe it either. He done it again, but I got him covered. Hallelujah, his mercy is everlasting. I like this, and I'm going to quit. He said, it's true, endure it to all generations. That's a promise. That's a promise. You know what that means? I got grandbabies right now, and he promised me that his word would endure it to me.
Yeah.
All generations. I may have grandbabies one day. I may have grandchildren that are born after I'm dead and gone. But God promised me that his word would endure to all generations.
Yes, sir.
Amazing. That book's been, they've been more copies of this burned.
Right.
Amen.
Than any book ever written in literature.
That's right.
This burned by the millions. They've been outlawed.
Oh, yeah.
They're still the world's best seller.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
I see them books a lot of times in the airport. I go in one of those stores in the airport. I see them books on the shelf, and they'll say, number one New York bestseller.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking, you ain't beat this one.
Amen.
You ain't beat this one right here, amen?
Yeah.
We'll be glad we got a Bible.
Yeah.
If it wasn't, if his word and his truth hadn't endured to all generations, we wouldn't be saved.
Right. That's right.
We wouldn't even know we needed to be saved.
Yeah.
That's been from his book right here. Amen.
Amen.
Let's stand our feet. Just a little bit about worship. Amen. Hey, maybe we ought to make up our mind and tell the Lord, Lord, we're going to worship you. Lord, we're going to worship you. I don't worship you enough. I've been slack in my worship. God, I'm going to worship you. Come get your prayer sheet. Pray you get done praying. You get through praying. You're dismissed. Thanks for being in church tonight. Amen.